Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a message from Critical Issues. We will also have some good as well as share information as we adapt and learn. Partnering with Facebook Journalism Project, we are going to provide valuable information and opportunities to advance research. Thank you, Facebook Journalism Project. My show is sponsored by paper.gov and fill out online. Or we another you can also call as well. So please fill out. Because we have to be no reason I'm having issues with the computer is not coming in. So I hope you see me and welcome and we'll be tuning today on a message from you on the media with me, your host Martin. I also host public comments at the price from 11 AM to 9 and we're also doing some together with Facebook as well on Fridays. So much. I want to do as much as I can talk to you about the things we have been doing before that income that we have in the area. They don't have the necessary love to their employees. So please, if you know anyone down there, know that works there, maybe someone in out there, please call them. I'll give you the number here. The number is 832-280-2500. Now, call them. Are they getting the employees? Are they getting the facility? So, I'm going to tell you about that again later on. I'm going to say that a couple times so that we really want you to contact Compass, and again, the number is 822-280-2500. Check on them. Check on your loved ones. If you know somebody who works at that company in that diapers, check on them and see, because we getting called by mainstream media. I just want to share the information with you, our listeners, on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio today. Dallas Cafe, you know, is owned by Price family. The Price family is owned by well, South Dallas Cafe is open Saturday, Monday through Friday. They are feeding kids for free from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. So you can register your child to get that meal. Your child has to be with you when you go and pick that meal up. So I'm going to give you a number to call. It's 214-37-9200. Now, they are filling up fast. So, if you want to, and it's Monday through Friday, so you may not be able to do it today, possibly tomorrow. So make sure you call in ahead of time, the day before, actually, to get on the new register and your children with you. And that's such a lesson. Our kids not getting food they would have normally got had they been in school. School is now officially when they will not be open in the next year to the fall season again. So pray to God everything works and everything is going to be okay with that said. Let me tell you where they're located. They are at Camp Wisdom and Marvin Way, right there at the center where it is. So please, for our hospital from the Bedford Mall, which is coming back for that, everything is going there as well. Last Friday, government delivered it to them. Retail to go is going to be started. Now, the state parks were opened this past Sunday. So that's part of, you know, relieving some of the restrictions, but you still have to maintain social distancing. And all that I'm saying, social distancing still have to be maintained, which kind of makes me wonder, you know, about the fact that there are some jobs, I'm going to actually lead into talking about what's actually happening in Georgia, and which is, I will hear what you have to say about that. If you know what I'm talking about, Georgia's opening up, and the first set of businesses that they're going to allow to open up is beauty supplies, barbershops, and beauty salons, and nail salons, and tattoo parlors. Now, I don't know how social distancing can be done when you're getting your nails done or when you're getting your hair done, because there's no way you can actually work on a patron 6 feet away. So I don't know why they would open up this business. And to me, I don't really like that at all. Also, I know that Georgia was only on lockdown 2 weeks ago. Now, here in Texas, we have been on lockdown since the 23rd. They haven't been practicing social distancing until 2 weeks ago. So how would you open up a state that hasn't even been tested? They don't even know exactly how many people asymptomatic or who actually has the virus. And this could cause a rapid spread. So anyway, let's talk about that. So give me a call. My number is 646-200-0459. We'll also have fun. There will be some good music and we are going to provide invaluable information to me to access resources. Thank you, Facebook Journal. Also, Texas News has again this week. We are continuing to reach out to the community. We are in your paper. Please just text texasnews.com information where you can find those papers, and you'll also see where the restaurants are in your papers. And that's out to partners. We have have some other wonderful restaurants through the city. If you're here in the Chicago area, and they have specials on Monday and Tuesday throughout the week. And so they are open. You can call your orders in there. I'm going to go through a list of these restaurants for you. And let's talk to you about California. Like I said, last Friday, we announced he would be COVID-19 restrictions. Today, doctors are now able to elect surgery that you want to have done. Now they ease that the chance to do that. Then on Friday it's going to be retail to come. So there will be retailers in the community, in your neighborhood, that will also be curb service. So or purchase online or phone, and they drop up and they will be or behind you. You see other people on the trail as well as yourself. And also, make sure you're wearing your mask when you go out, especially if you're going to any such business. Wear your mask. You want to make sure you have your gloves on, you make sure you're wearing your mask. You are for sale and you are in the community. If everybody is wearing with masks, disinfectant, so sanitize. Then we're going to find a way if we're all doing this. Each one of us has to be healthy. We said, I'm doing it as much as possible. Tell them, I'm like, what should we do? Now, also, another brings up another thing that's going on. It's all with that. They were going to, of course, find and just wanted people to know that they have to do that. But now our commissioners, we begged to deal with him. John Wiley Price said that if that is, then that would be. And the police department, because there could be much more problems going on as well. So, wow. I mean, it's a lot. So, I want to give you access to it, but ending on April 30th is not the end. But there is discrepancy because on Monday when Governor Abbott speaks, he could very well overrule local jurisdiction with conflicting local executive order and say, no, it's not going to be extended to the 15th. But we don't know what he's going to say. We just know that he's going to be talking about that and he is going to come back with, I guess, I don't need to say I guess, but he's going to come back with a solution. The Abrams, she ran in 2018 for governor of Georgia, and she was explaining what the governor is doing now, and he is authorizing beauty shops, barber shops, nail salons, and tax parks to open up, and they're supposed to open up on Friday, and you know, but she also mentioned that they'd only been on shelter in for 2 weeks. She also mentioned that there has not been nearly enough fanatic, and who's not. So she's like, this is going to actually hurt our community because people could get served, you could get more people using behind this. So she's standing up against that. And I absolutely agree with her too, because how can you give your You can't compare to what you can't even know, y'all. Give me a call at 6-0-0-4-5-9. That's 6-0-0-4-5-9. Good morning, Lana. Designer, and 100 other people were gathered in. She said, "Not coronavirus is a threat, but they questioned the data about it and response by local officials." So they're saying, they want the mayor to do something about it. They want the governor to do something about it. They want to get back work. That thing. They think that they were not. Those people are sitting there practically on top of each other with their minds. So that is, come on. And that, and I'm like, okay, so why? Why? If you are listening, I think people do what they want. They listen away to that. You should not believe the real threat that coronavirus is having on our communities from all throughout North Texas, all throughout Texas State, and this country. So, that's the news. North County had 90 cases, 3 from Mesquite, and 1 from Duncanville, which now brings the county total death to 64. Judging there that Walgreens is going to open new testing in North Texas. Some will be in the Pleasant Grove area at 2060 South Buckner Boulevard and in Fort Worth at 86. But now these sites are not ready. They will be ready several days. And each site will buy. So these are Walgreens locations. Also, they said stated that we're also going to be test mobile units that they were going to place homes. So they said that they took a mobile unit and some tests to a nursing home. And this nursing home only had 2 positive cases of COVID. They tested everyone in there, and he said there were 8 people there. And after they tested, those came back positive for COVID. So that shows me that the test mostly like who is that. So for Mr. Georgia, who did not test hardly anybody, that have not even here in Texas, flyers, and they may even make the like 1,000 average Lakers. So she said, you know what am I going to do? She was shutting her doors, and she realized that she could do something. She continued to give her employees a job. It's a nice uniform. Now that police department. So that is. That's just out of the set. I talked about last week the young lady that has a business for and her business for a wedding cake. Okay, so she said 30 of her first cake was not getting married. about to close. Now I'm adding another line because we have to up with the demand. And that has gone viral. And so it is in four. So it's called Lost 22 Cakes. So check that out. That's just some good news. That's some good news. And, you know, of course, we feel for the students that are not going to get the grades this year. And that's graduates and seniors. Seniors in Garland. And you can go on that page and get a senior. And next year, they'll be posting on the page the seniors' pictures and bio of the seniors. So it's like, you know, they're giving them back. And then some seniors, you know, just had to go to work. And that's what it is.
There's a crisis around. What more can I say? People are dying every day. It's a global upheaval with struggles to cope. Yet the truth of God's word gives us hope. That's great. Oh, we are so special in the eyes of the Lord. Because of our status or what we afford, never defeated, worse or the same. That's the power we find in His name. That's grace. My protection, seen and unseen. His favor that covers me. When the world is in disarray, but God's peace still remains that same. When you contract it and you survive, you've overcome and you're still alive. When you struggle with fear and pain, and God's still makes a way, yeah.
We fight a faceless enemy, COVID-19, but Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. This is a pandemic like we have never seen. New York, New Jersey, California, the world at large, the truth of God's word gives us hope.
That's great. In His name, that's great. Social distancing keeps you at home. You're isolated, but you're not alone. When we did not see nothing, He says we're worthy and gives a praise. Our sins have all been dissolved. When you struggle with fear and faith, God still makes a way. Still makes a way.
Christ faces a week unlike any other in our history. With fears mounting about supply shortages and overcrowded hospitals, the area is furiously racing to save as many lives.
Yeah, I'm leadership, healthcare administration, and direct clinic care. For Dr. Pierce, giving back to the community and helping others to succeed is very gratifying. So, she will be on here in a few minutes, and we're going to talk to her. She's in the question was asked, you ask yourself, is, you know, have you do? Have a relationship with the person you are going to be in the future. You know who that person is, you know. And you know, as you're young, you know, you'll be fulfilled. So you have to have a relationship. You have to develop who that person is going to be. Everything you do now is going to show up in your future. For sure, for sure. And here's another thought. How you get ready, and someone told that out. So, blessing God has provided us with a platform that we can talk to one another, share with one another, and I want to repeat the thing I talked about earlier about Encompass Rehab. You know, anybody that's just, it's in Texas, which is interesting. We've gotten phone calls that they have necessary staff and gloves. So if you know someone in country, we have to call them. Call the number is 832-280-2500. And that's 832-280-2500. Again, 832-280-2500. And do you have that your employees are you getting employees and out? Oh, it's not for you, but for a loved one, someone that might be done. They can give them a call and get that job done. So go back in there to make their employees are protecting people. Care of. And we also talk about reopening the fact that owned by a family who also owns the cafe on April the 8th. And Monday through Friday, that number is 2437-9200. So make a call today. Heard someone say that they called and they were like, well, tomorrow's already booked for Thursday. Call tomorrow afternoon. So I would definitely make you the real big girl. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm pretty sure that she'll be calling me in a minute now. What did I want to talk to you about? We go over, tell you about new testing at Walgreens. The case I said Walgreens, there's going to be two locations that will be in Dallas, in Grove area, and in Oregon.com. Journal.com. Now it is the app after that hour and 44 after the hour now. So we have our guest is here. Our guest is out of New York is on so I'm so glad to be back. But let's start the is very gratifying to her. Wow. To welcome Deshaun. You should be here. Hello, Dr. Murray.
Hello. Okay, I have a bad connection.
Should be with you. feelings really on your mind.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You okay? I apologize.
I kind of hear like every other word that
you hear me.
We have a really bad connection. I can hear you, but it's jumbled.
I hear you.
I hear you well. I hear you, but the but it's jumbled.
Just hang in there. I hear you.
Okay.
I'm gonna call you another number. Let's see.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see if this will work.
I can hear you. It just it skips and it's a little bit jump.
I'm gonna Okay. All right. So call my phone, and then you'll hear me, and I'll hear you.
Okay, let me call.
I'm having some technical difficulties. All right. Can you hear me now?
I hear you
perfectly
now.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to just start off. I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you. It is a blessing to have you, and so many good things going on, but I want to just go ahead and start and try and ask you a few questions about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I am a Texas native. I grew up in Texas, optometrist, retired military officer. I practice optometry in the Navy for 22 years. And most of my career has been my mother was ill and back to my last year of my career and pretty much Texas is my home again. And
that's pretty cool. That is amazing for a listeners know, thank you for sharing that. As a single parent raising a daughter who decided to follow in your steps, doing this, that's pretty cool. No longer normal what we do. And so how has it changed for you doing this and are you now?
Truck drivers are out there getting to them. And so a lot of them have visuals that they, in order to be able to hide with all the officers, they're really not being met. And like I just had a couple truck drivers come in, and they're not even able to go and order badges, even though I've given them the prescription, because the officers or contact. I prefer a situation where a man will like disconnect between each patient and the people to each other.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that really is. That's really good because I wonder, in Texas, sometimes where we are, governor had Friday, we reached so you can order something from the store, I pick it up. But then in the state of Georgia, right now, the governor has decided that he is going to open it up, beauty supply, beauty, salon, and shop. And there's a lot. But they still have to practice.
I mean, they need to, they have to see. And about the song I do is kind of a page for a and have someone in the office. Those are to limit exposure. And I think, you know,
officials are doing right by shutting down and closing up and extending. Because here, I don't know that here, Central Texas. I have a question about is we now is it your passion, or did your passion lead you to where you are right now doing being a doctor?
Okay. Well, I mean, that is so amazing that we can do this. We can. I just believe we're going to get through this. I know a lot of people are, you know, have been, you know, lost loved ones and stuff like that. But I do believe that we're going to get through this. I do. I think we're going to get through this. And I agree with all of the things you said about, you know, wearing masks and our social distancing and just being prepared. And I heard somebody say, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, Dr. Jacqueline, I appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so much. I lost my live feed. the weather is running havoc on my show today, but listen, I would love to have you to come back. Come back and we can continue this conversation and even, you know, just talk about how we are handling it and how we are helping one another to get through this.
Okay.
So thank you so much once again, and I appreciate it. And please follow us at TexasMetroNews.com. You can also follow me, and you do. Thank you for that. And share it with your friends, too. And let them know that, you know, we are covering this. We are doing all we can to make sure the information gets out there and not in the good information. And it's real. So thank you again. And please remember to come back. Say hello to everyone there in East Texas, and that I send my love.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marlon, and you have a blessed day. All right, bye. All right, all. I hope you got that. I've been today, but listen, I'm still here, and I'm still going to continue to talk to you. And let everyone know just what's going on in North Central Texas. It is now 18 minutes after the hour and 2 minutes for the hour. Thank you for tuning in. I just had an interview with Dr. Jacqueline Priest, which is an optometrist called Nacogdoches, Texas. And so, here work. home, just other people in and out, and screening workers, make sure that they were masked and had hand sanitizers. And that was such a blessing to her. You know, that was a blessing to the very warden. And so my question is, what are you doing this warden? You know, there are so many things that we could be volunteering for. As a matter of fact, means pantry is for some volunteers. You can go to Benny's Food in North Texas. Have you had that? They had a job. A month ago, they were working. A month ago, they knew, you know, what their future was like because they had a job to maintain their lives. But now, they don't have that. They don't have that. Jobs are lost. Just so many things in this pandemic has to do our community. But we are still going to have to already fill out your system. You go to 2020census.gov and fill out our numbers. We have to be counted. There are some changes that have been made, but yet you can go to 2020census.gov and you will see what is going on. Also, TexasMetroNews.com. Please go to TexasMetroNews.com. You can read the issue that we are talking about. COVID instances and sharing as a fact we are going on share with you today about the restaurant that was getting food at school. Go and call in to South Cafe at 214-337-9200 to register. They're filling up fast, so you will call in and find out where you can go. You have to bring your child with you in order to get that food. But please call 247-9200. And the South Dallas Cafe is located at Camp Wisdom and My Love Your Way, right there in the Child Center across the street, right across the street from the Redbird Mall. And so their publisher, Cheryl Mann, her column is called My Truth. And she wrote her column today, this week, Better Get Ready. And she's basically talking about, you know, us people voting, get ready. Because, listen, if you don't vote, you don't have your senses. Not doing something to fix the problem, then you are the problem. You don't want to be the problem. So, although I just paraphrase what I think, maybe not exactly how she said it, but she does want you to get ready. You got to get ready and you got to be prepared to vote. Also, DeSoto's mayor, Ms. Courtesy McCowan, she has gone through the city and she was putting out white ribbons, and you can read about that in the Texas Metro News at metronews.com. Also, our senior correspondent, Ms. Beth Aguilar, she also has a goal and she is talking about. She is talking about those officials say Hispanic blacks have some of that with some more testing that's going to be available to us. But please read all about it. She talks to a couple of people here in her article, Ms. Jennifer Travis and Ms. Teresa Vasquez. So read about it in this week's Texas Metro News. And then we have our Norma Adams, Ms. Norma Adams Way, and she wrote an article. Her column is called I Was Just Thinking, and the name of her column today is peace out during coronavirus lockdown. It's really, really nice, and it does make you think about what can you be doing at home right now instead of worrying or eating the thing that's inside, which, you know, we've been doing that, I'll say. But let's do some reorganizing. You know, a friend of mine, she said this to me a few weeks back. She said, you know what, Ms. Marvin? She said, I asked the universe, I need a month off, and I need $10,000. And so can you get that to me? So she was just talking to the universe. And for me, she asked God to deliver that to her. Well, listen, she got a month off, and she said, okay, I'm a month off, you know. Some money came in, and then the other day she told me, Miss Marvin, you know that money I asked for? I got that money. And I'm like, what blessing is that? That is a blessing. You know, so you have not because you ask not. So you have to ask. You got to pray to God. You got to ask to deliver you, and you got to believe that He will. That's the issue. Ask and believe that you're going to get it. And yeah, you reorganize your house. You could just take some time, because I know we've all said it. If I didn't have work today, I'd do this. If I didn't have to go over here, I could do this. We've got that time, so let's do that. Let's do that. And then this will such a new way of taking care of ourselves. We've learned to do more exercise. We've learned to eat better. We've learned to, you know, just be clean. We learned how to be with ourselves. And we learned how to be with ourselves. And we learned how to have a close relationship with God, because we're talking to Him on a daily basis, because we need Him to bring us to this, what we're dealing with. It is a lot, yes. Let's listen to it.
Oh.
Sunshine. He brought our lives. He gave us, he created us in his own image. And I'm so grateful for that. But thank you for tuning in today. Well, I welcome you to a message through my manager media with me, Marva Sneed. I'm your host today. I just want to recap some of the things that we have talked about today. Our messenger media is continuing to provide thought-provoking, informative, enlightening, and entertainment news and commentary. On this one, we will discuss critical issues, but we will also have some fun. And there will be some music, as well as an opportunity to share information as we adapt to a new norm. Partnering with Facebook Journalism Project, they are... First of all, we thank them, and we are going to provide invaluable information and opportunities to access resources. So if there's anything that you want to know about COVID that's been going on, that what we've been talking about, please go to our website. That's texasmetronews.com or garlandjournal.com. And we have our Messenger Media, which is an online magazine, and it's myimessenger.com. Find the latest news. We like to report things that you can use, because who tells our story than us? So I'd also like to say that... this segment of the show is being brought to you by the census, 2020 census. Those 2020 census forms have been mailed to you. Now, some of you may not have gotten them, and if you haven't gotten them, this will be the first time in 10 years since the last time we did not have that capability. But this year, we have the capability of filling out the form online, so you don't have to worry about out at home and then put it in the mailbox and all that. You can do it right online by going to 2020census.gov. And let me tell you how important it is. It's important because our kids, when they're at school, they get food, they get resources for school that they need. We have companies that will come into our community to service us. You know, some of you may live in a what they call a food desert. Well, when their account is inaccurate, they don't know who's actually there. They make up decisions on where they're going to go just by the count of the census. So we want to be counted. We want, there's so much money that'll be coming to the community that we won't get because we aren't getting counted. So we have to do that. We have to just tell your friends, tell your family, you know, please get that census form filled out. You can go online at 2020census.gov and fill out that form. It's about 10 minutes. It's done. It's a quick and easy thing, and you'll be counted. And don't worry about any of the things people are saying. Oh, I don't want to get caught. They're going to come get me. I got too many people in my apartment. Don't worry about that. Don't even worry about that. Just fill it out because we want to be counted. From the babies to the senior citizens, we want to be counted. I want to talk to you about what happened last Friday, right? Last Friday, Governor Abbott said he would sum up COVID-19 restrictions. So today, Wednesday, doctors are able to do some elective surgeries. On Friday, going to have business open up, and it's going to be called Retail Drive Up. So just drive up, pick up what you ordered from online at location. They're going to bring it right out to you. So that is retail. They call that retail store. Past Monday, the parks opened back up again. And Dallas County extends the stay-at-home order until May 15th. But Governor Abbott could rule any local jurisdiction with a conflicting local executive order. And so next Monday, he may do that. Be short. But I think we should all be aware that social distancing is going to be what saves us. And I just talked to Dr. Jacqueline Parigh, and she is an optometrist in East Texas, and she was just giving us some really good information about how to do that. You know, she said, you know, masks. We need masks. We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect ourselves, and we need to sanitize the thing that we are touching. And we need to wash our hands consistently for 20 seconds. We need to keep our hands out of our face. If we are leaving our home to go to essential businesses or to the park to run or whatever we are doing, we're having to go on public transportation, we need to have our mask on. We need to practice that. We need to practice that safe distance, that mask. That's really, really important, having your hand sanitizer with you. I went to Walmart the other day, and when I walked in, of course, I had mask and my gloves on, but when I walked in, the man that was standing there, he said, these are sanitized basket. So they had already sanitized them and gave them to us. I thought, no, I like that. I like that. I noticed that the a lot of the checkout stands has shields in front of them. The pharmacist has shields in front of it now. They have like marked off places on the floor to say 6 feet, you know, distancing. I mean, what a blessing to see us doing that, but then there's still 50 people that are walking around with no masks on, and it's just not a big deal. Well, the more serious we take this, the better we're going to be. That's how we're going to flatten the curve. That's how we're going to get through this, get past this without continued loss of life. So beware. I want everyone to be aware of that. We want everyone to know that. School will remain closed to the end of the year. As a matter of fact, the DeSoto ISD school to remain announces that they're going to be closed, Ms. Tiffany Blackman-Jones says, to show to slow the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19 in our community at DeSoto Independent School District. Campuses will remain closed through the end of the end of the year. This action follows the April 17, 2020 press conference from Texas Governor Greg Abbott and aligns with advice from the Dallas Health and Human Services. All right. So it's Nettie's and it's on Midway Road. The address is 1483 Midway Road. And the number is 469-790-123. And that's every Friday. Friday from 5 to 9, and they have link baskets, fish baskets, and chicken baskets. Then number two is the Smoky John's Barbecue, and it is on Mockingbird, 1820 West Mockingbird Road. It's your favorite at the state, you know, they serve a big, huge turkey day, so they're doing your call-in orders, 214-352. Two locations. It is on Martin Luther King Boulevard, which is 2536, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the number is 254-565-1025. And then the location is in Pleasant Grove at 2120 North Grove, 100-979-3914. Then Hall Honey Fried Chicken. And it's a local family owned business here as well. And they are at 4845 South Lancaster Road. And that phone number there is 214-373-0200. They say, call your order, you're going to probably be in line. That's okay, because it's going to be well worth it. And then, Irene's Black Box. Oh my God. They say that it's like seafood heaven. So, it's really on our kitchen at 3309 South Malfax Boulevard at 469-899-7927. And then we have Elaine's Kitchen, Making Restaurant. It's in sunny South Dallas at 2717 Junior Boulevard. And the phone number is 214-565. And then we have Dreams Cafe. Restaurant right next to VA Hospital, and that's at 4417 South Lancaster Road, and the number there is 972-863-7372. And then for one of my right here in Texas, Royals Fried Chicken and Seafood, 140 South Park Road in Spear Hill, and the number is 214-859-3472. And call in your is Wednesday. I think it's the chicken are on their special today. So those, and here's I've got a couple more. We are advertising, and you go to the you can pick up your text mail news, and you go to Garland Journal. Here, Mo Better Wings. Mo Better Wings. There's another one called Louisiana Fish. Fish Town. And that sounds really neat. It is at 90 Bonnie Road in Dallas. So, anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning in. This is a smart. There's a lot going on. I hope that you all are safe, and I pray for your families and, you know, just be safe. Do what you know to do to practice social distancing. When these businesses get to open back up, still wear your mask, put your gloves on. Still practice that social distance, because we don't know. We don't know how bad it's going to get. We know how bad it's been. And if that's any indication, we should want to do that. We want to be safe. It's rough. It's really rough. And I don't want to see more. I'm going to have Sharon Gay Jones. She is an author, and she wrote about Marco and some series. She also is a publishing and media company. So we're going to be talking to her. She was on my show earlier, and we had some technical difficulties. So we invited her to come back into the audience. And then we're going to have Natalie Williams, and she is the director of All Women, and she will be on with Tony Burton. He was a candidate for the U.S. Senate office. And your family, you know, hang in there. And enjoy the procession. Guess what? I can talk about you. I want to talk about that. You with this, and I hope you just continue to tune in. We will hear every Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on Monday. Cheryl Smith, your host, and on Tuesday, Anthony Carroll will be your host, and then on Wednesday, myself, and Thursday is Smith again will be your host, and then on Friday, we'll have me, Marvel. Love from 11 to 1. Please join us for your like and share us on social media pages and messenger.com. Yep, the latest news. If it's news and if people find it in our publication. And so, thank you so much to me. And as I can say at the end, be blessed. Peace out. Here's final sheet.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another. And heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.